那这首诗歌实在是每一个人尝过主恩滋味的人都可以来做见证。
The hymn we just sang is something that those who have tasted the Lord can testify.
没有人像耶稣这样爱我们。
No one has ever cared for us like Jesus.
没有朋友像主耶稣这样仁爱。
And there is no friend like him so kind and true.
没有一个可以把我们的罪来赦免。
No one can come and deliver us from our sins.
主真是爱我们。
And Jesus indeed has loved us.
所以早上我们可以在这里聚集。
That's why we are here this morning.
来诉说他的恩典。
To tell you about His grace.
像这个星期是在这个十二月是一个感恩的季，十一月感恩的季节。
November is the month of Thanksgiving.
在过去的几天，我听到很多的感恩见证。
In the past few days, I've heard so many sharing about giving thanks.
其中有一个很重要的一个点。
And there's one important point.
我们有一个感恩的对象。
Is that we have someone to whom we give thanks.
我想世人也在感谢。
And I believe people in the world give thanks too.
但不知道感谢要归给谁。
Well, it's very hard for them to give thanks to the ultimate source.
但是我们感谢主，我们知道我们要把感谢归给谁。
But we thank the Lord for we know whom.The thanksgiving should be given to.
就是这位爱我们的耶稣。
It is our Lord who loves us so much.
所以今天有没有第一次来到我们当中？你还没有信主的，能不能
？May I ask among us this morning, you are first time visiting us, and you have not yet known about Jesus?
没有，那我们都已经认识主，那我们感谢主。
If not, then we are all people who know the Lord. We give Him thanks for that.
主给我们这样的机会再来看神的儿子。
For He has given us another chance to look at the Son of God.
在过去的几周，梁弟兄在这里跟我们一起交通。
In the past few weeks, Brother Liam shared with us here.
叫你们来看。
His theme was, come and take a look.
在约翰福音，约翰，施洗约翰，他有一个执事。
In the book according to John, you know John the Baptist has a ministry.
他来到地上，他就传神的福音。
He came into the world to preach the gospel of God.
他说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
So he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
为世人除去罪孽的。
Who has come to take the sin of the world?
很特别的，他的门徒就去跟随耶稣。
And his disciples end up following Jesus.
但是施洗约翰有没有觉得不舒服？怎么去跟随了耶稣呢？
And did that bother John the Baptist that he has lost his pupils?
没有，他们当门徒就是。其实就是使徒约翰跟安德烈他去见耶稣的时候。
So when his John's disciples, which is John, another apostle later on, and also Andrew followed Jesus,
他们就被吸引了。
They were drawn by Jesus.
所以接下来我们看见安德烈就回去找他的哥哥彼得。
So Andrew went home and find his brother Peter.
约翰找了雅各。
And John went home and got his brother James.
腓力找了拿但业
，and Philip went back to find Nathaniel.
一个一个就带到主耶稣的面前
，and each of them found someone to bring to the Jesus.
你们记得你刚得救的时候，你首先带谁来见耶稣吗
？So my question is, do you remember who you brought to see Jesus when you were first saved?
我自己遇见主的时候，我第一个把我的妹妹带来
，and what I brought was my dear sister.
所以我觉得这是一个很宝贵的带人来见主耶稣。
To bring someone to the presence of the Lord is very important.
来做什么
？Why do we want to bring people to Jesus?
我们要来听福音。
We want them to come to hear the good news.
不要以为我们已经信主了，我们已经得救了，我们不需要福音。
Don't think that we no longer need the gospel because we are saved.
福音永远是新鲜的。
The gospel is always fresh.
因为福音就是主耶稣基督自己。
Because the gospel is nothing else but Lord Jesus himself.
所以马可福音一开头就说
Therefore the gospel according to Mark started by saying
神的儿子耶稣基督就是福音的起头。
Look, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, which is the beginning of the gospel.
所以你们今天早上你们来看。
So come this morning, let's take a look.
不是看我在这里讲什么。
Don't look at me, the speaker.
不是在来看什么热闹。
Not to come have a show.
我们来看主耶稣在罪人的身上做了什么工作。
But let us come to see what Jesus has done in the life of sinners.
不是所有你要听名人怎么成功的哲学不是在这里。
We're not here to learn how to become successful in the world.
有一个很特别，所有蒙恩的人在主面前做见证，是这个生命如何在里面改变呢
？Because sinners through my grace will give testimony about how their lives have been changed.
你通常可以听到我从前是怎么样的人，现在变成什么样的人。
You'll oftentimes hear Christians testify. you know how I was before and not how I am today.
这是一个很特别的，一个生命在另外一个生命里面有了一个变化。
This is so interesting that a life goes into another life and causes the change.
觉得神的儿子来到地上做了一件很大的事情。
So the Son of God has come into the world, done something great.
因为我们的天上的父神他怜悯地上的罪人。
Because the Father in heaven has mercy on people on earth.
所以他说看啊，我必亲自寻找我的羊，将他们寻见。
That's why Bible tells us that I myself will search for my sheep and look after them.
从来没有想过我是神的羊。
I never regarded myself as a sheep.
不是人，不是畜生。
I'm a woman. I'm a person. I'm not a beast.
但是得救以后，开始读圣经，觉得羊何等的宝贵。
But after I was saved, I started to read the Bible, and I realized how precious to become a sheep.
其实羊是最笨的，但是在神的眼中却是何等的宝贵。
Yeah, intellectually, lamb is the dumbest animal, but yet it's still very precious in the eyes of God.
耶稣来到地上，他怎么拯救罪人
？How did Jesus come into the world to save sinners?
他自己成为那个代罪的羔羊。
He himself has become the Lamb of all.
所以约翰说，使徒约翰说，看哪、啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
That's why John the Baptist testified by saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who has come to take the sin of the world."
他怎么除去罪孽
？How does Jesus take the sin of the world?
他为我们背。
He carried the sin for us.
他代替我们所有的软弱
，and he took the place of all our weaknesses，
背负我们所有的疾病
，and he carried all our sicknesses。
所以常常有人问我，你是怎么信主的
？So oftentimes people ask me, how did you become a Christian？
我记得有人第一次问我这个问题的时候，我也问我自己
，and when I was first asked this question, I ended up asking myself too。
我怎么会成为基督徒呢
？How did I become a Christian in the first place？
其实在我的家人、亲戚还有朋友当中，没有一个信主的。
Because none of my friends or family members were Christians.
其实在台湾不是佛教、道教，其实有些根本没有信仰，就是信自己最好。
And in Taiwan, the popular faith is Buddhist, and even for people like me, was I believe in myself.
在台湾其实庙很多，如果去过的人就可以看见。
If you have ever visited Taiwan, you'll see there are a lot of temples.
所以大部分。的家庭都是父母拜拜，其实儿女就是跟着拜。
And so a lot of families, their parents will worship the idols, and the children will just follow.
这在台湾非常的普遍。
And it was very common.
那我呢，就是在这样一个传统的家庭里面长大。
And that's how I grew up in an environment like that.
父母的信仰就是我的信仰。
And the faith of my parents become my faith.
我从来没有觉得有什么不应该或不妥当。
I never felt anything wrong with it.
有人曾经做了一个统计，在台湾所有基督徒的比率差不多只有5%。
According to the statistics, Christian is about 5% of the population in Taiwan.
所以如果不是神的怜悯，我想我要信主不容易。
And I would think it's very improbable that I'll become a Christian statistically.
我没想到这一点，我就感谢主。
And every time when I thought about that, I give thanks to the Lord.
所以还没有信。我怎么能够认识主呢
？How can I know Jesus？
是一个没有信主的一个同学，他说你来看。
And it was a non-believing friend who invited me, say, "Come, take a look."
他不明白，所以他叫我去看。
Because she could not understand what's going on in this faith, so she asked me to go and take a look.
其实很多人都会觉得，没有如果没有主的话，你前面的前途其实掌握在自己的手中，你要去努力。
Without the Lord, we are in control of our future and we are on our own.
那我自己就是也是，我觉得靠我自己我可以成功。
And at the time, I believe with my efforts, I will succeed.
所以有些人说他到了人的尽头来，还是神的起头，他来信主。
That's why a lot of people say, you know, they came to the Lord when they come to the end of their life.
他说感谢主是主来寻找我在我刚人生开始的时候主就在寻见我
But I'm very fortunate because the Lord has sought me at the beginning of my life
他为我安排一个我想都没有想过的前途
And he has arranged for me a future beyond my imagination
所以当我的同学告诉我你来看
So when my friend said to me come take a look
这个我从可能没有人有这样的想法。我第一选择，我毕业以后第一个生平第一个工作，我是因为好奇心才去的。
You can never imagine the first job I have after my graduation was out of purely or my curiosity.
我同学说，哎，你来看这个公司是先唱歌再工作的公司。
Because my friend said, Go take a look in that company. You know, they start the day of work with singing.
哎呀，我很好奇，这是怎么一回事
？I was very curious, so I wanted to find out.
因为我喜欢唱歌，以前在学校是合唱团，所以喜欢唱歌。
Because I love to sing.
所以除了好奇心，其实我自己里面觉得我有一个不知道是什么吸引我，我不当时我不知道。
And other than curiosity, I think singing is something that has drawn me closer to that job as well.
所以那时候我拒绝所有录取我的公司，我一心一意就要等这个可以唱歌的公司。
So I actually declined all the other job offers and patiently wait for the opening from this company.
所以当我进去的时候，终于真相大白。
So when I finally joined the company, I realized what happened.
原来这个老板他是一个基督徒。
All because the owner of the company was a Christian.
但是很特别，因为神的恩典和祝福在这个公司里面。
And God's blessings and grace were surely very abundant in his business.
老板的爸爸是一个铁路工人。
The business owner's father used to be a railroad worker.
他白手起家。
He started from nothing.
他开始有了自己的工厂。
And then he ended up having his own factory.
一直发展到整个在台湾中部最大的一个机械制造公司。
And gradually become the one of the largest factory in the central Taiwan.
还有四个制造厂，一个贸易公司。
He had this one trade business and also four factories.
那个很特别，就是所有你员工进来，你打完卡，时间属他的，那你半小时他就买下来。
And what he the interesting policy he has is that every time we walk into the office in the morning.We punch the car, and the following 30 minutes belong to the boss.
这半小时你要干嘛？
What do you do with the first 30 minutes of the day?
开始唱诗歌。
Sing hymns.
赞美。
Praise.
还有讲道。
And listen to sermon.
以前我很喜欢想说，哎，这里有人生哲理可以听。
And initially I thought, wow, good to listen to different philosophies.
当然有很多不信主的家庭的同事，他们是趴在桌子上睡觉的。
Of course, a lot of my co-workers end with falling asleep.
但是老板一点也不在乎。
Well, my boss didn't seem to care.
我记得在每一个月都有一次的科学证照放电影。
And one thing a month, he would show us this film of science.
这个是深深吸引我。
And that has really made me so interested.
我当时在财务部门工作。
I work in the finance department.
那对一个时间就是金钱的制造业来说，你看每五个厂每天停工半小时，然后薪水照付，你把它算一算。
Imagine this business here. There are four factories, one trade company. Every day, all these workers spend the first 30 minutes.Doing something else and paid by the company.
而且我还发现一件，就是在每个月的会计账上有一笔不可思议的捐款。
And also, because I was in the finance department, I saw the charitable contribution made by this company was in a large sum.
后来我才知道，原来那叫就是奉献。
Later on, I realized it's called offering to the Lord.
所以其实在当时我们常常替老板计算损失。
Therefore, when I work in the department, I always calculate the loss the boss had.
我不知道这是什么样的经营理论，但是在这里我们看见神加倍的祝福。
I cannot figure out what kind of managing theory he had, but surely witnessed the blessings from the Lord into his business.
我真的是主不知道什么时候他这样的恩典就进到我的心。
And I don't know when the grace of the Lord also entered into my heart.
什么时候这样的种子进到我的里面。
It's like a seed had been sown into my heart.
但是主在预备他最好的时候让我们来遇见他。
And the Lord always prepared for us the best timing to come to
him. 好像每一个人都有这个时候。
And I believe each one of us has that kind of timing in our life.
所以当保罗说看哪、啊、现在正是悦纳的时候。
Therefore when Paul says now is the time of God's favor.
现在正是拯救的时候。
Now is the time of his salvation.
我就是在那个地方被拯救。
And that was the time when I received his favor and salvation.
所以当我来到这个公司，我认识主以后，我没有马上，其实我不认识他，我是因为觉得这个歌很好听，然后这个道，这个哲理，这个每一次的讲的都很有道理。
And I really enjoy the singing and also the messages.
所以在我非常平顺的生活里面，我觉得我并不需要一个主。
Yet my life was pretty smooth at that time, so I didn't feel that I really need a Lord.
但是当我工作的第二年之后，我最挚爱的母亲她过世了。
Yet the second year into my work, my mom passed away.
这个打击给我这个死别给我非常大的打击。
And this eternal departure was a big blow for me.
因为我不知道我母亲 走了她会去哪里
？Because I didn't know where she went after her death.
她是一个很好的人，我想去天堂吧。
She was a very nice person, so I imagine she should have gone to heaven.
或是地狱。
Or maybe she ended up in hell.
我不知道。
I wasn't sure.
但最不能叫我接受的就是我永远看不见她这个事实。
And what bothers me the most is that I will never see her again.
我当时想 我母亲一生为家庭为丈夫为儿女付出一切
And whenever I thought about how she gave her life for her family, her husband, her children
那我可以为她做什么呢
Is there anything I could do for my mom?
因为从小在拜偶像的家庭背景里面长大
Because I grew up in an idol worshipping family
所以长辈说你要好好的为你的母亲送什么经文
So someOlder relative says, you know, what you can do is to recite some passages from Buddha.
就是那些佛经让他一路好走。
So that she can have a smooth journey in the world that we do not know.
所以我在当时我拼了命一直念一直念。
So I spent a lot of time reciting those Buddha verses.
我越念我的心越下沉。
Yet the more I read, the more depressed I became.
发现这是一个一点毫无盼望的分离
Because I felt this separation from my mom was really a hopeless situation for me.
所以当我母亲埋葬的时候，好像把我整个心也埋进去了。
So when she was buried, I felt that my heart was also buried with her.
有一年的时，整整一年的时间，我现在一个好像没有心的人，空的。
And for about a year long, I was trapped in a condition as if I was the person without my heart.
So I started to know when people die, where do they go? I want
this answer. Therefore, I become curious about finding out where do we go after death.
That was my Christian colleague sent me my very first book about spiritual.
And my Christian co-worker gave me my very first book that's related to Bible.
不是圣经
not Bible,
是荒漠甘泉
It's a book called The Stream in the Desert
我从来没有看过
I've never read the book before
他们在这书页上写了 一句话
And she write on the cover of the book
他们说愿主与你同在
It says May the Lord be with you
只是我看到以后我心里面很不屑
And I really didn't like that comment
我说这个主与我同在能改变什么
And what does his presence change?
他有跟我有什么关系呢
What does he have anything to do with me?
但是我感谢主，这个信不知道什么时候进入我的心。
But I'm so thankful to the Lord because I didn't know when this belief has entered into my heart.
从前我在唱诗歌的时候，我只是觉得很好听。
In the past, when I stand alone with my co-workers, I just feel these songs are good to listen.
渐渐我觉得这个诗歌感动我。
But then I started to be moved by the songs I sang.
我觉得上面的讲道现在不仅是人生的哲理
The message no longer becomes just good teaching, pleasing
to my ears. 正开始有一股说不出来的力量在改变我
But the message started having a power that changed me.
最终就借着我所喜欢的科学正道电影，我开始思索到底有没有神
And through those films which prove God's presence and existence through scientific method, I start to ponder upon whether there is a God or not.
这个创造宇宙万物的主宰是谁？
Who is this creator of our entire universe?
很奇妙，我心中开始渴慕要认识这位要与我同在的神。
I start to have the desire to find out this God who desires to be with me every moment of my life.
我感谢主，真的是神怜悯我。
And it is God's mercy.
我在1990年12月25号的时候，我就受浸归入主的名下。
Therefore, December 25th, 1990, I was baptized in the name of the Lord.
其实我受浸完以后，就像一个什么都不懂的基督徒，我也圣经也没读。
I was just like a newborn Christian, never read the Bible, had nothing, know nothing about God.
就是觉得他就是一个信仰，只是到教会主日去，然后周间去参加青年聚会这样而已。
And what I did was just going through all the routines, going to Sunday service, going to Friday young people's fellowship.
在我受浸后的第二年，我就离开那个公司。
And a year after my baptism, I left that company.
这个可以唱歌的公司，我离开了。
I left the company where I can sing.
可是我一回想，其实这个公司就是主让我得救的一个门。
When I look back, that was just like a gate into His salvation.
当我离开这家公司的时候，我去圆我心里面的一个梦。
And I tried to pursue a dream that was deep in my heart.
什么梦呢？
What kind of dream I had?
流浪。
Which is to wander.
当我还在学校念书的时候，我参加过歌唱一个在校内的歌唱比赛。
And when I was still a student, I attended the singing competition in my school.
当时我得奖的那个曲目是什么？橄榄树。
And you know, I sang a song and I won certain award, and the song I sang was Olive Tree.
我现在一讲就透露出大概是什么年代的。
Now you know my age pretty much.
这首歌我想如果同一年代大概也都知道它的歌词内容。
If you were born around my time, you know what the lyrics were about.
第一句他说不要问我从哪里来。
It started by saying, do not ask me where I came from.
我的故乡在远方。
My home is far away.
为什么流浪？
Why do I wander around?
流浪远方。
Because I wander off to the distance.
哎呀，我好喜欢这个意境。
Oh, I love what that song described.
所以我一定要去达成这个梦。
So that was my dream to go far away and to find that place.
所以我离开那家可以唱歌的公司以后呢，我花了一个月的时间。
So I left the company and I spent about a month of time, a month.
我选择了最落后的地方。
I choose the a most remote place.
对不起，中国不是最落后，但是它有一个很吸引我的。它是一个多民族的一个国家。
You have to forgive me. I'm not saying China is the poorest country in the world, but it has places that really draw me.
我选择了中国云南。
So I went to the province called Yunnan in China.
想想是在1991年的时候。
It was in 1991 back then.
绝对跟现在完全不同。
It was completely different from what it is now.
我当时跟两个朋友就约好我们在昆明会合。
So I joined with my friend in a city called Kunming in Yunnan.
那时候我们干嘛？他一个有一个他是专门做摄影。
And his major was film.
他说你我去摄影，那你帮我写文字。
His major was her 男
的。
His major was photography. So he wanted to shoot pictures and I'm supposed to write articles.
那总共另外一个也是另外一个女孩
，and another girlfriend of ours，
所以我们三个人就在昆明会合。
Three of us are joined together in the city of Kunming。
我们第一站就到西双版纳
，and the first place is 西双版纳。
可能听都没听过
，I think a lot of us never heard of that place。
它是少数民族傣族的一个住的一个地方。
It's where a minority tribe dwell， 傣tribe 傣。
如果你们看那个林峰的《八千里路云和月》。
If you've seen the film by this Mr. Feng Ling, describing the scenery in China,
泼水节就是在这里举行的。
And this is where they have the water festival.
所以我们第一站就到了这里。
That's our very first stop.
去的时候其实不容易，因为所有刚好碰上泼水节，是客满，所有的飞机机票都没有，因为它只有一班，所以没有的机会，我们是搭长途的汽车。
Because the water festival, so the airline ticket was all sold out, so we took a long commute of car ride.
所以当到达以后，这两个朋友说他们不想再继续下去了。
Once we make that first stop, two of my friends were exhausted. They said we didn't want to go on this journey anymore.
所以我们在第一站的时候，我就跟他们在当时的那一站第一站的行程结束，我们就分手。
So at the end of that the first stop, we say goodbye to each other.
但是我不想回去。
But I didn't want to return home yet.
我留下来，我跟了一群在四川大学的一群学生一起继续路程。
And I continue my journey with a few college students from province 四川。
那天晚上我第一次开口呼求神。
And that night was my very first night to call to the Lord.
为什么呢
？Why？
我第一次觉得一个孤单像真的一样紧紧地抓住我。
Because that was the very first time I feel loneliness was like something that can grab hold on to me.
那个孤单你好像摸得到。
It's like I could even stretch out my hand and touch the loneliness surrounding me.
所以那天我第一次呼求主。
So I cry out to the Lord that for the first time that night.
其实主亲自来谈过我里面最深处的一个伤痛。
And the Lord came personally.To heal and touch the wound that's deep within me.
因为 上母之痛没有过去。
Because I still had the wound because of my mother's death.
它一直在我的里面。
It was deep down within me.
但是我这个人硬到一个地步，我不向人显露半点。
But because I was such a prideful person, I would not show people that wound.
但是主知道，他亲自安慰我的心。
But the Lord knew what happened, and so He personally came and touched and comforted me.
那个晚上，我第一次经历主同在的宝贵。
And that was the very first time I experienced the preciousness of His presence.
所以主真的是实在，他用他心中的纯正，他手中的巧妙，一路带领我。
And the Lord surely has guided me with the marvelous of His hands and the righteousness in His heart.
所以当我从那个很偏远的地方，我走到哪里呢？我走到跟缅甸交界的地方，一个地方叫瑞丽，不晓得你们知不知道。
And then I continue to travel to a city called 瑞丽 which is at the border of China and Cambodia.
所以我还到了缅甸，过了界河，又回来。
And so I went actually outside of China and returned.
整个云南绕了一个月，我回到台湾。
And I spent about a month of time in the province of Yunnan, then I returned to Taiwan.
那这次神在带我到一个完全不是我所学一个陌生的领域。
And God led me to a place that's totally strange to me.
就是旅游业。
Oh, after that, the Lord led me into a business which was totally a new business to me, which is travel.
我觉得神真的是很奇妙。
God is surely wonderful.
还记得吗？当以色列百姓出埃及的时候，他们没肉吃。
Remember Israelites when they left Egypt, they were without meat.
像摩西抱怨没有肉吃。
So they complained against Moses says we have no meat to eat.
所以神给他们吃到怎么样？
So what happened after that?
都喷出来。
God provided meat for them to the point they almost throw up.
以色列人在迦南地最后拜偶像，拜到一个地步。
Unfortunately, Israelites and worshiping idols of the land.
神做了一件事。
To the point that God did something.
把他们掳到巴比伦一个偶像之地。
That he allowed them to be captivated into the land of Babylon.
那我呢？
And that was what happened to me.
要流浪。
I wanted to wander off.
就放到一个旅游业。
So God said, okay, then I let you go to into the traveling business.
就开始四处为家的生活。
So that started my traveling lifestyle.
可是我觉得我感谢主，在这个行业里面，我学到怎么倚靠。
But through this line of business, I learned how to trust him.
所以我刚进入旅游业，我真的心里非常的快乐。
And initially, I was very happy to be able to be involved in traveling business.
哎呀，这个是可以游山玩水又能有钱赚的工作。
Because you can make money while you're having fun.
但是其实不是这样。
Actually, that was not true.
我觉得在回想以后，这是神给我一个预备的一个训练学校。
Every time when I look back, that was just a special training school that God has prepared for me.
这工作满了风险。
And actually, it's a business full of risks.
因为我们所做的不仅你接团接进来，不是接完就好像一般的行业东西卖出去就好了，没有。
It's not like other kind of trade that you accept an order and you sell the goods. That's it.
你团接进来，然后你要走，一直到他回来啊，客人不会去告你，那才整个算你赚到手。
Because your risk is not completely mitigated until that starting from accepting an order, people go out and travel, and then return, everything goes well, nobody's going to sue you, then the risk ends.
这跟我过去一直以来我的想法不一样。
Was a very different concept from what I had initially.
我觉得只要靠着努力，没有不成功的。
I thought as long as I work hard, I can always succeed.
一分耕耘绝对有一分以上的收获，这是我的格言。
My commitment to myself is like I labor 100%, I will receive more than 100%.
但是进了这个行业，我才知道。
But traveling business is so different.
若不是耶和华建造房屋
，If it's not the Lord who builds the house.
建造的就枉然劳力。
The builders will be labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池。
If it's not the Lord who watch over for us.
看守的就枉然警醒。
And those guards are watching in vain.
我第一次知道这个是一个靠天吃饭的行业。
And I realized this is the business I have to trust God in heaven.
所以我常常把每一个团接到我手中的团来交托主。
Therefore, every time I have a full group ready to set out for the traveling, I will just trust them in the hands of God.
在这个行业中，我第一次觉得自己是那样的无能。
And this is the very first time I feel I'm so incapable.
所以我开始为每一个团员、每一个团体为他们祷告。
I had to pray for every group, every member, every worker.
我终于明白神的同在能改变什么。
And I realized What does it mean that God's presence can change things?
在旅游业时应该有十二年的时间。
I was in that line of business for about 12 years.
没有遇到什么我担不起的重担。
I have not encountered any burden that's too heavy.
我觉得我自己在旅游业有时候都觉得是奇迹。
And that's a miracle for people in my line of business.
第一个，那个米歇尔知道我是路痴。
And Michelle knows very well that I have absolutely no sense of direction.
第二个，我英文不好。
Secondly, I don't speak English.
其实年轻人，你知道我在台湾很受年轻人欢迎。
And I was very popular among young people.
但在这里因为语言的隔阂，我发挥不了。
But here, because of our language difference, you don't really know me very well.
但我也不明白为什么我语言不好，我可以在旅游业待十二年。
And I have no idea how come someone like me who's not fluent in English can actually survive in traveling business for 12 years.
这绝对不是我。
I know it was not because of my ability.
总没有让我因为英文不好，让我的团出问题的。
Yet, my group went out, never had a problem.Because of my inability in English speaking.
我在我的工作中我觉得看见神的祝福。
And I just saw the blessings of God in my business.
神的对付。
And also his work on me.
我记得我刚进入这个行业的时候我有一个雄心大志。
Initially, I was quite ambitious.
我要拿到我的第一个100万。
I have to make my first $1 million.
对。可能就算不了什么了在这里。但是那时候我还年轻哈
，I was young then，
所以呢，我的心情呢，随着我银行的存款起伏
，Therefore my mood fluctuates according to the balance of my account in the bank。
不是因着神来，我的心情有一个稳定的进行
，Not because of God, so I was emotionally stable。
哎呀，我这个团接进来，然后我觉得非常的。业绩增加了，我心里很高兴。
When the business is good and the profit is high, I will be very happy.
主在这件事上来对付我。
But the Lord worked upon me in that thing.
到一个地步，这些摸不到我。
To a point that gradually these fluctuations in profitability no longer affect me.
这是经过一个很漫长的时间。
But that was a lengthy process.
主把我调转眼目。
The Lord turned my focus around.
我就感谢主在每一个在这样的工作里面。
Therefore, in a job like that,
我认识主是带领我们的主。
I realize the Lord is the one who leads the way.
他是供应一切的主。
He's the one who provides all.
在台湾我没有任何的背景。
And I did not have a good upbringing or background in Taiwan.
但是我的团不晓得从哪里来。
Neither did I have a good connection, but I didn't know where all these clients came from.
所有的同业都很惊讶，因为要去标团的时候，他们是卯足了劲，但是那个团却是。预备给我的。
A lot of my business associates or peers in the industry always wonder that I have no connection whatsoever, but I always won the bid for the traveling group.
所以我在这个旅游业这个行业里面经历主的同在。
Therefore, I experienced God's presence in my line of business.
不是他祝福
，without His blessing，
乃是在我最低潮遇到困难的时候，我知道有一个主在帮助我，与我同在。
And my blessing doesn't come from his blessing of my business, but the fact that I know when I'm in the deepest point, he's always with me.
我记得我有一次我分享过，但是这个一直在常常在我的里面，我会想起这样的事。
I shared this before, but because it always occurred to me, so I want to share it again.
我记得有一次我有一个团到黄山。
I remember we went to this place called Yellow Mountain.
对这个，Yellow Mountain，
okay.
对，这个黄山它美在哪里呢
？It is a beautiful place. Why is it beautiful?
中国有五大岳，三岳。
There are five huge hill mountains in China.
他说五岳归来不看山。
Oh, they say if you visit these five big mountains, you no longer want to see any other mountains.
那黄山归来不看岳。
But once you finish visiting this yellow mountain, you won't bother to see the other five huge mountains.
所以就可以知道黄山的美。
Then you can imagine how beautiful that yellow mountain is.
不打紧，它还险。
Not only it's beautiful, it was actually very dangerous.
所以有一次我们登上那个黄山有黄山天险之称的一线天的时候。
And there was this one particular section they called like narrow sky. The sky is as narrow as a thread. That's the place we went through.
但是为什么叫一线天？因为它路很窄。
And why is called that one thread sky? Because the path was very narrow.
它阳光就从那里透进来，所以叫做一线天，像线一样，你只能看到这样的天。
And when you look up, you can only see a very narrow gap of sunlight.
它的阶梯是几乎垂直的。
And the slope of the steps was almost 90 degrees.
所以每一个人下阶梯，像我这样的体型，我要侧着走。
And people like our size have to turn around and move.
会卡在中间。
Otherwise, if you try to go forward this way, you'll be stuck in the path.
那天有一件很奇妙的事，当我们要下山的时候，起了一阵大雾。
And while we were coming down a slope, fog came in.
你什么都看不见。
You could see nothing.
你就看到你前面这一个阶梯。
You could only see the step in front of you.
我们就一步一步的往下走。
Therefore, very slowly we move downwardly.
当我们一到达山下的时候
，when we finally reach the bottom of the mountain,
整个雾打开了
，the fog disappeared.
好像这个雾幔就把你拉开。
It's like the scenery was unveiled.
哇，我是走在最后面的。
I was the last on the stretch.
我听到所有的团员大叫。
I heard all the members in this strand shouted out.
他说，哇，刚刚要是看得见，我们一步也走不下来。
They say, you know, if we could have seen what it was like, we would not even dare to move forward because it was so dangerous.
因为你的眼光看到很远，整个是在一个悬崖，所有都看让你一目在你的眼底下。
Without the fog, you can see what's right in front of you. Actually, we're walking on the cliff.
我那时候我心里真的是感谢主。
And I was so thankful to the Lord.
其实我们在奔跑天路的路程也是这样。
Isn't that the soul in our heavenly journey?
我们常常说主啊，我前面的道路是怎么样
？Oftentimes with the Lord, we don't know what's in our future.
我们想要知道
，but we want like to know.
世人想算命的心意也就是这样。
That's why people in the world like to seek the counsel of fortune tellers.
想要知道前面到底是怎么样
？Because they want to find out what's lay ahead of them.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主把我们的眼睛遮住。
Sometimes He covered our eyes.
你只要看前面这步路就够了。
All we need to see is the step right in front of us.
所以昨天啊，我们唱了一首《我不知明天将如何》。
Therefore, last night when we gathered together, we sang a hymn, "I do not know what lies ahead."
这是我。要离开台湾的时候，台湾的那些年轻人，他们说我们要献诗。
And when I left Taiwan, they had this farewell party, and the young people sent a song to me.
我说你们献哪一首呢
？They said, "Well, we want to sing a song to you." I said, "Which one?"
他说我不知明天将如何。
They said, "I want to sing to you this hymn. I don't know about tomorrow."
我说不，这首歌的名字叫做《我知谁掌管明天》。
I said, "Actually, the title song is that I know who's in control of tomorrow."
所以。真的，我们前途怎么样，我们不知道。
Yes, indeed, I may not know about tomorrow.
在当时，主给我一首诗歌，我非常的喜欢。
And I love a song that the Lord has given.
在我们的大本诗歌443首里面。
And it's the 443 in our hymnbook.
有一段是这样。
It says like this.
他说前途如何，我不知。
I do not know my future.
神将我眼遮蔽。
Because God has covered my eyes.
在我向前每步路上。
And in each step of the way.
都有新的境地。
He will reveal to me a new realm.
他所赐的每一喜乐
，and every joy he has given to me，
也都令人惊奇。
Always brought me amazement.
我愿跟随他带领
，and I'm willing to follow him.
对他完全信靠
，and fully trust him.
随时随在安然唱道
，and all the time I can peacefully sing.
他知道，他知道
，that he knows.He knows.
这是信主的人何等有的福的一条路。
And that is the blessed way for us believers.
你不需要你知道你前面到底如何。
We don't need to know how every step away is going to be like.
主来带领就是了。
But the Lord will surely guide us through.
所以当时得救以后，开始遇见了主，我开始深深觉得只有来侍奉主才是正业。
And after I gradually know the Lord,I learned that only serving the Lord is my business on earth.
当时的工作虽然很喜欢，但是不过是副业。
Even though I like my job at the time, but I will consider it secondary.
我在环境中常常经历主的恩典
，and I oftentimes experience God's grace.
所以我也愿意把这样的恩典来跟 的朋友们分享。
So I enjoy sharing the grace I experienced with my friends.
所以在目前在教会里面有很多的年轻人是因为这样子他们来到教会当中。
And a lot of young people came to church because of my sharing with them.
我觉得神真的是很大的恩典，把我直接放在基督学校里面学习。
And God has put me in the school of Christ to learn about Him.
我们所遇见的人事物都是教材的一部分。
Every person, everything we encounter, experience is part of the materials.
虽然当时好像在代职侍奉，但是心中满了喜乐。
At that time, I was serving the Lord with a job on earth. I was filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意把自己摆到教会的时候
，And I learned one thing when I'm willing to just put myself in God's church，
你会发现我自己在数算主的恩典，我就觉得过去的侍奉经历就是一段被成全的一个经历。
And when I start counting all the blessings in my life， I realize all these experiences have made me more perfect in God's house。
没有像教会的弟兄姊妹那么包容。
And I have never seen any people like the people in God's church. They are so kind and patient with me.
我是借着弟兄姊妹的忍耐包容得到造就。
And I was gradually edified through the patience and love of brothers and sisters.
我记得刚得救的时候，对家神的家其实没什么概念。
And when I was first saved, I have no idea about what God's house was.
但是不知道心里就是一个火热。
I have no idea why, but I just feel this fire within my heart.
哪知道什么是侍奉？
I didn't know what it means by serving.
但是记得有一个年长姊妹，她告诉我
，An older sister in the church advised me.
她说你来聚会，在聚会中就是一种侍奉。
She said, you know, just by coming to the meetings in the church, you are serving God.
我那时候就积极的侍奉。
Therefore, I become very active in serving.
就像大家说的，每会必到。
So I will attend every church meeting.
那风。台风，台湾很多的台风。
You know, in Taiwan, typhoon was very common.
不管刮风下雨，我还是去。
But doesn't matter what kind of weather condition that was, I would go.
因为这是侍奉。
Because I regard that serving my God.
所以我觉得当时在就是在这样中来学习。
And I learned gradually, little by little.
因为在当时我所在的那个丰原，在台湾的中部哈，那个教会没有同全时间的同工。
At that time, my church was in the central part of Taiwan called 丰原, and there was no full-time co-worker in our church.
所以每一个人就是童工，儿童的童，童工当童工用。
So all the minor, even all the minors, all the children were serving in his house.
啊，每个人一起侍奉
，everybody served together.
一起来服侍主
，we minister to people and God together.
所以我觉得这是一个很美的一个很和乐的一个家，神的家。
And that was just a very beautiful, harmonious picture of house of God.
所以在就在这样子。自己的生命一直在被改变
，and gradually my life was changed。
我记得啊，我刚毕业的时候，我的同学叫我陈大胆。
When I first graduated from school, people called me Miss God's Chan。
因为我没有不敢去做的事
，because there's nothing that I would dare not to do。
其实到公司的时候，我还是不改本性
，and I was like that even when I start working。
如果在公司里面要争取权益，带白布条领的那个就是我。
Whenever you need to speak up and protest for the benefit of employees, I will be the leader.
但是到一个地步，他们叫我陈无胆。
And then gradually God changed me to a point they changed my nickname to Miss No Guts Chan.
我什么都不敢。
Because I have no guts to do anything anymore.
所以我回来一想，这个人我觉得不认识，不是原来的我。
Sometimes I look at myself, you know, I don't even recognize myself.
所以感谢主，只有那个生命能够改变我们的生命。
Only God's life can change our natural life.
如果这个生命在我里面没有变化
，If this life does not change me,
那你所信的主就不是活的。
Then you are believing in a God that's not alive.
我们的主是活的。
But our God is alive.
这是事实。
And that is the fact.
所以当施洗约翰在地上他说愿我减少主加增。
That's why John the Baptist would say, May the Lord increase and I decrease.
这是今天主要做在我们每个人身上的。
And this is the kind of work that God is doing upon us.
所以当时当一直在这样服事的里面，其实我们每一个人得蒙恩得救，神在我们身上就一个呼召，我们要来侍奉他。
And once I was saved, just like every one of us here, the moment we're saved, God has called us to serve Him.
就像以色列百姓出埃及，他们知道他们要干嘛。
Just like when Israelites left Egypt, they knew why they left Egypt.
就是去侍奉神。
They're going to the wilderness to serve God.
所以 我在台湾在1998年的时候在一次的特会当中
In a special conference in Taiwan in the year of 1998
在那次的特会里面主借着他的仆人呼召全时间同工
And at the end of the meeting through a servant of God got a call minister to serve him full time
那时候我自己正在一个难处的里面。
At that time, I was in a difficult condition.
我觉得这个呼召不是时候。
Therefore, I felt the timing wasn't right.
所以当呼召的时候，我站在一个观望的态度，我说这不是，绝对不是为着我。
So when the servant of God was sending out the calling, I stood in the distance and believing that it wasn't my timing yet.
但是当时一首诗歌进来。
But very quickly, a hymn entered into my heart.
我们的诗歌302首，你的灵起飞与他会过。
Hymn 302, Haven't you met him in your spirit?
我想我们在每一个过程当中，因为我喜欢唱歌，所以常常在一个转弯的时候，就给我一个诗歌。
Because I'm a person who loves to sing songs, so God always uses a song to guide me at the turning point.
主问我，你的灵起飞与他会过。
So the Lord asked me, Haven't your spirit met with my spirit?
你的心成果被他所夺。
Haven't your heart been captivated by me?
你要不要认他为千万人中第一人
？Are you willing to acknowledge him to be the fairest of 10,000?
拣选那上好福分。
To choose what's best.
我当时我明白。
So I suddenly realized.
因为主知道我里面的故事。
Because he knows the story in my heart.
我说主好。
I said, okay, Lord.
那你要来夺我的心。
Then you have to captivate my heart.
救着我，我没有力量。
Because you know how I am so weak.
我也没办法。
And I am so incapable.
所以那一年，我拣选那上好福分。
Therefore, in that conference that year, I choose what's the best.
我答应神的呼召。
And I answered His calling.
可是我并没有立刻放下工作。
Yeah, I did not resign from my job yet.
但我知道，在我里面一直有一个变化。
But I knew things are starting to change me.
这个招一直抓住我。
The calling from God has grasped hold on my heart.
所以在我的工作，在我的服事，在我与人接触里面，这个招一直成为我的意象。
Therefore, this calling has become my vision throughout the days.
所以一直到04年的时候，主给我一个更大的恩典。
Until the year 2004,
我结束了我最喜爱的工作。
The Lord helped me to end all my business.
我记得那时候我在结束这个工作，所有的同业他们说多可惜啊。
While I did that, all my peers or business associates feel pity for me.
但是感谢主，主让我到一个地步，我里面一点感觉都没有。
I'm so thankful because I didn't feel bad at all.
我就开始安排所有的客户
，and I was able to make arrangements for all my clients.
把所有的事情都处理妥当
，and just everything was well taken off.
我就预备。开始预备要出来
，and I was preparing myself to serve the Lord full time.
所以当时使团他安排我到美国来
，so the mission, whom I report to, sent me to this country
来接受训练、学习、侍奉
，to learn how to serve and to receive various trainings.
其实我常常跑来跑去，这个对我来讲其实不困难。
Actually, the commute is not a problem.
但是我心里面当时不晓得为什么里面有一个恐惧。
Traveling is nothing for me because of my old job. But for some reason, I have this fear in my heart.
神其实最知道我们里面深处的光景。
You know, because God knows what's deep within us.
主也很幽默。
God was also very humorous.
当我在读经的时候读到诗篇78篇9节。
When I was reading the Bible one day, I read Psalm 78, verse 9.
他说以法莲的子孙
It's the descendants of Ephraim,
带着兵器拿着弓
with the weapons in their arms and the bow in their hand,
临阵之日转身退后
And when it's time for battle, they retreated.
是我心里马上明白
And when I read to that verse, I realized God was speaking to me.
所有都预备好了，准备要打仗了
Now everything's ready. You're ready to go.
兵器也准备了，弓也都预备好了
The weapons, the bows, everything, the bows were ready.
但是到头来临阵之日转身退后
But when it's time to fight, I was scared.
当这句话一进来的时候
When the word of God spoke like that,
我觉得很羞愧
I was so ashamed.
但是我也觉得很甘甜
Also, I felt very sweet.
主知道我们最深处的故事
Because the Lord indeed knew what's deep within me.
所以感谢主我们可以赤露敞开来到主面前
Therefore, I can always come to my God without any worrying.
主就把安慰就给你
Because he will comfort me.
所以在我要来的前一个主日
So the Sunday before I came to this country
正在读圣经的时候
I was reading the Bible
讲台读的不是我所读的这一节
And the speaker did not share what I have read
主说我必亲自与你同去
The Lord promised me that I will be with you
使你得安息
I will personally go with you so that you may have peace
在出埃及记33章14节
There's Exodus 33
我真的里面马上得到一个很稳固的力量
And immediately I received this peace
所以我就来了
So I was ready and I came
我记得上飞机的时候在之前我来预备我父亲的心
Before I left Taiwan, I tried to pray and prepare my father's heart.
他已经七十九岁。
He was about 79.
那时候只有七十六岁。
At that time, he was 76.
我说呢，你就当做我这次带团，就是天数比较长。
And I told my father that I just imagine that I'm going with a traveling group, and just that it would take a while for me to come home.
那我还会回来。
I will be back.
所以我就想到，其实我们在地上就不过是客旅。
Actually, we are just like travelers on earth.
是寄居的。
We're just pilgrims.
所以当我回到台湾，同学问我你现在做什么？
And so when I returned to Taiwan last few years, and my previous peers were saying, "What are you doing now?"
我说我换了部门。
I said, "Oh, I just changed a department."
从前我说我的老板，他们都知道我的老板是天上的主，他们说，哎，你老板怎么样？吼，所以他们知道他是我的老板。
They all knew that I regarded God my boss.
从前我喜欢这个工作，因为我觉得所有的美景都是神创造的。
I used to love travel because I know the scenery was created by God.
神儿女有何等的权利？我带人去看，那我收门票。
I'm the child of God. I want to show people what God has done, but also I collect fees.
我说今天换部门，我现在发天国的签证。
Now I have transferred to another department. I'm in the visa department, giving people visa to the heavenly kingdom.
我们乃是愿意把人带到神的面前。
And my job now is to bring people to God.
得到这个上好的福分。
So that they can have this best blessing.
你说我们有没有这个权利？
Don't you think we all have this privilege in this department?
主已经把这个权利赏给我们。
God has given us this privilege.
我们可以带人来。
That we are able to bring people to Him.
我们可以让他来看。
We can show people.
从前我的同学叫我，你来看。
And when my old school friend says, go take a look.
但是他没有得着。
But she did not.
我得着了最宝贵的主。
Instead, I received the most precious Lord.
今天他得到世上所有的福分。
And all the blessings.
但是他没有主。
My friend may have all the blessings of the world, but she is without the Lord.
这就是常常要为他祷告一个负担在我里面。
That's why I always have this burden to pray for her.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
主付了很大的代价。
The Lord has paid a great price.
他给我们一个福音好消息。
And He has given to us this great news.
就神的儿子他自己。
Which is gospel is the Son of God Himself.
他来到地上，他成为代罪的羔羊。
He has come into the world, become the Lamb of all.
他为我们舍命。
And He has given His life.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
他住进我们的里面。
And He entered into our hearts.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
Those who receive him is those who believe in him.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
He will give to those people the privilege to be the child of God.
这就是我们的权利。
And that's kind of privilege.
我们是神的儿女。
That we are children of God.
一个孩子如果不像父母。
And if a child is not like the parents.
这父母有责任。
Then parents are responsible for that.
今天我们的主，我们的父神愿意我们来像他。
And our heavenly Father wants us to be like him.
他尽他的全力培植造就我们。
And he's working upon us to change us and edify us.
我们愿不愿意？
The problem is, are we willing to let him work upon us?
神应许与我们同在。
God promised to be with us all time.
虽然他被钉十字架，他复活升天。
Even though he died on the cross, but he rose from the dead.
但他今天却是在圣灵住在我们的里面。
And he ascended into heavens and given unto us his Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，他没有撇下我们为孤儿。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God has not left us alone as orphans.
主在我们的里面，要我们生命窄路与我们同过。
The Lord indeed lives inside our hearts and will walk with us along life's narrow way.
我们有高山。
Yes, there are mountains in our life.
我们需要有人来分享这一份喜乐。
Yes, there are mountains. We need to have people share. The experience on the mountains.
主是分享最好的分享对象。
And the Lord is the best friend that we can share our joy with.
他会叫我们的喜乐更加的满足。
He actually increases our joy.
我们会有低谷。
Yes, there are valleys in our lives as well.
主与我们同过。
But even in the dark valley, He is with us.
他知道我们最深处的软弱和需要。
He knows the greatest weakness and needs.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等的有福。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are so blessed.
这位主就是我们在天上的父。
This Lord is our heavenly Father.
我们会经过孤单。
Yes, we will go through loneliness in life.
主与我们同行。
But He walks with us.
哦，我记得我第一次来到美国是住在梁弟兄的家。
I remember when I first visited the States, the first time I lived in Timothy's house.
超过十年的时间了。
That's about 10 years ago.
第一次。他们跟我分享一个见证，我觉得很有意思。
And I found one of the testimony they shared with me was very interesting.
有一天他们订了一个蛋糕。
One time they ordered this cake.
他们到蛋糕店的时候，上面要提什么呢
？And when they went to the bakery, they didn't know what to write on the cake.
啊，他们就提与神同行。
They write to walk with God.
那后来去拿蛋糕的时候
，And when they tried to pick up the cake.
啊，那个店员不是早上的那个。
And was a different worker in the bakery.
他说与神同行。
He said, "You guys are the same business as God."
你们是哪一行
？Which business are you guys in?
弟兄姊妹，我们都是与神同行的。
Indeed, we are all in the same business with God.
地上的一切不过是副业，都会过去。
All the other businesses are nothing but secondary because they will one day pass away.
我们要与神同行。
But we will remain in business with God.
神是做哪一行
？So which business God is in?
他是拯救灵魂。
His business is to rescue souls.
他是报好消息的。
He is to share the good news.
所以当我们出去的时候，我们是不是把这样的好消息也报给你周遭的人
？So are we doing that to people around us？
还是你自己得到就好了
？Or we just are content with the fact that I am saved？
所以但愿我们从今天这时候开始
，And may from this day and on，
神呼召我们与他同行。
God calls to be in the same business as His。
我们要来传福音。
We want to tell people the good news。
你知道很多没有主的人是落在一个。可怜的光景里面
，people that do not know God fall into a very miserable condition。
在孤单里面，他们怎么办
？What are they going to do in their loneliness？
最后就是自杀。
A lot of them end up taking their own life。
但是我们有主的主就把我们扶起来。
But because we have the Lord, He will come and lift us up。
可以立在磐石的穴中。
And set our feet on the cliff of His rock。
蒙他保守得他安慰
We can receive his keeping power and comfort
这是何等蒙福的地位
What a blessed position we have
弟兄姊妹都让我们起来
So let us do this brothers and sisters
我们来传福音
Tell people this good news
与我们的主同行
To be in the same business as our God
不管你是在学校中在你的工作场所中
You may be in school or at work
跟你所接触的人当中
Whoever you come into contact with
把你的行业发挥的淋漓尽致。
Make sure you do good job in your line of business.
我记得当时我在旅游业的时候
，I remember when I was in the traveling business.
我一坐下来，我可以开始谈哪一个地方好玩。
I can tell people which particular traveling spot is good.
然后朋友就瞪大眼睛，你去过几次了
？And then people will just open their eyes wide and says, "Wow, the way you're describing sounds great. How many times have you visited the place?"
事实上我一次也没去过很多地方
A lot of times I never set foot on those places
但是因为 要去研究所以对行程非常的了解
So I spent a lot of time researching on that particular scenic spot
但是今天我们要传的这个福音
And the good news we want to share with people
不是你看来的
It's not something that you do it through your research
不是听来的
Or you heard from others
乃是我们经历过的
，but something that you have experienced personally。
所以什么是福音
？So what is good news？
主怎么在你身上做了一个改变
？How God has changed you in your life？
什么是福音
？What is good news？
福音就是把神在你身上所做的分享出来。
It's to share what God has done in your life for you。
每一个人主在你身上都有一个变化。
And I believe we all have experienced some kind of change because of God's work。
弟兄姊妹，让我们不要扣留主的恩典。
So don't just keep or reserve these graces.
我们常常是把主关起来，不让他出来见人。
A lot of times we shut the Lord inside our hearts, do not let Him come out to see people.
我们来见人就好了。
Or we can come out and see people.
所有人碰到你都是肉体。
So when people come into contact with us, they feel nothing but our flesh.
叫人不舒服。
sometimes it's not a very comfortable feeling.
所以从今天开始。
Therefore, starting from today,
为主呼召我们出来传福音。
May the Lord call us to be opened up and share the gospel.
把人带到他的面前来。
To bring people to His presence.
感谢我们的主
We thank the Lord for that.
在我们身上他还有很大的工作要做
For he still has work to do on us.
所以我们每一个人现在都在施工中
We are all work in process.
可能有很多的失败
Yes, we will have failures.
但是但愿我们在神的家我们来包容
May we have forgiveness and understanding to one another.
一起被造就
So that we can be built up together.
因为是神的儿子亲自治理神的家
Because it's the Son of God who runs in his own household.
我们就顺服在他的带领里面
All we need to do is to submit and follow.
愿主祝福他的教会
May the Lord bless his church.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
Amen.